Okay, gentlemen, good evening. Tonight's topic, by popular demand, is tochacha, giving others rebuke. I've received so much tochacha from you guys about not yet giving the shir of tochacha, that I felt it was only reasonable to be able to do that at this stage. So I need to finish a touch early because I need to get on somewhere else. Sugya haven't been too well, but I need to go on somewhere else. But we're going to have the ability to get through the sugya and see the real see the real issues. And the main central point with the mitzvah tochacha is you have one bunch of sources saying how important it is yet to give tochacha, and you have a different bunch of sources saying how important it is not to give tochacha, and you have to somehow work out a system whereby you can understand when yes and when no, and how the whole thing fits together. Now, I've tried to give you some guidance at the end as to how this works. First of all, have a look at number one. The mitzvah d'oraisa says like this, Lo yisisna es achicha bilvavecha, do not hate reject is more, is better than hate, your brother in your heart. This word sinner is a very interesting word. And I think I mentioned this when we did Lo Sisna. It doesn't really mean in Hebrew to hate. To hate is far too strong. In fact, I'll give you a raya where it doesn't mean to hate. I saw this in the Chief Rabbi's Dvar Torah a few weeks ago. It says that Yaakov loved Rachel more than he loved Leah. Okay? So he loved Leah. And then it says Leah was senu'ah. So what does that mean, they were snu'a? She was rejected. She was the less favoured wife, and therefore felt the sense of rejection. Doesn't mean she was, God forbid, hated in the way that we sometimes use the word today. So do not reject anyone else in your mind. Hocheach tochiach to misecho, but you should surely rebuke, double loshen. Hocheach tochiach to misecho. But loisis alav chet, and don't carry sin because of it. Now what do those three separate expressions mean? So we've seen this Ramban before in part. The Ramban gives a pshat on this pasuk. He says that it's number two. Loisis alav chet, and don't carry sin because of it. So first he says, ba'avush yederech ha'so, since most people who hate other people don't get it out in the open, they just keep it hidden. The pasuk just gives the standard case, meaning most people who hate keep it in their minds, but actually this pasuk is talking about general hating of any kind. It's lav davka in your head. And then he says, and then it says, it's a different mitzvah. In other words, this pasuk just has a number of different mitzvahs in it. There's a mitzvah not to hate people. Completely separately, there's a mitzvah to give tochacha. And then he goes on from there. Afterwards, he says, in the three lines up from the bottom, Hanachem beinai. Actually, I prefer the following pshat better than the last one. Ki hocheach tochiach. The mitzvah of hocheach tochiach is not a separate mitzvah. It's kemoi v'hocheach Avram es Avimelech. We talked about this before. What does it mean that Avram gave tochacha to Avimelech? When he took away his wells, and he said, gave him tochacha, it means that he told him, like, why do you do this to me? Look, don't hate other people in your mind, when they treat you badly, you should give them tochacha. Why do you do this to me? Meaning, there's two completely different kinds of tochacha. The tochacha that the Ramban's giving in the second shot is the tochacha that you give to somebody else when they've upset you. A purely bein adam l'chaveru tochacha. Hello. Well, this pair of glasses coming through the window. Does he need to be let in? Come on, let him in. Oh, almost. Right, so there's one kind of tochacha, which is the mitzvah of tochacha to other people, okay? In terms of they upset you. And there's another kind of tochacha, which is the tochacha on aveira. Meaning you're going up to people and you're saying to them, I don't think you did this right, I don't think you did that right, etc., etc., etc. Now, they're both in the pasuk, and they're both different kinds of mitzvahs, but the mitzvah that we're focusing tonight is the tochacha. Gentlemen, are we in or we out? Either we're in or we're out, okay? Is the tochacha that is focused on other people. There used to be a guy in our yeshiva who... his job, it seemed, or self-appointed, he was a little bit on the autistic side of the spectrum, I suspect. And he basically sat around the Beis HaMedrash looking for reasons to go and give tochacha for people. I remember him at lunchtimes. At lunchtime, he used to sit there watching people eat their crackers. And the minute they passed the shear, which you might be chayav to bench, he ran up to them and goes, you've got a bench now. This guy would just descend on you and say, "Go to bed." I remember him going up to people and looking at their hair, saying, "Hair's too short, too short." too short like this. Like, until the point that you actually felt like giving the guy a bit of a smack in the face, because, like, can you just get on with your own life and go against everybody else's? But that's maybe the point. Now, this guy wasn't, I think, doing it, the mitzvah, according to the way it should have been done. But at the end of the day, there is a mitzvah that you have to get involved to some degree in other people's lives. It's not just a question of let him drill his own hole at the bottom of the boat underneath his seat. It's got nothing to do with me, because at the end of the day, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. That's a real concept, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. If other people are doing stuff in a way which is inappropriate, they're bringing the whole ship down. And if he did an Aveira, then to some degree I did an Aveira. It's true of mitzvahs, by the way, as well. If you didn't do a mitzvah, then to some degree I didn't do that mitzvah either. That's why you can make a brocha, make a brocha on a mitzvah, even when you already did that mitzvah. You already blew shofar, you already made a brocha on the shofar. Someone else comes along that hasn't made a brocha on the shofar and blew shofar, you can even make a brocha for him. Because to some degree, if you didn't blow shofar, then if he didn't blow shofar, you didn't blow shofar either. So that goes for tochacha as well. Have a look at number 3. Minayin l'ray b'chaveiro davar maguna. How do we know if someone sees in his friend something which is not right? Davar maguna, not nice thing. Shechayev l'hoichicho. He has a mitzvah, he has a chiyev to give him tochacha. Shinemar, as it says, hocheach. Hocheach, give him tochacha. Hochicho, what if he gives him tochacha v'loy kibel? And he doesn't accept it. He continues in his way. How do you know you have to give him tochacha all over again? Multiple times. However long it takes, you have to keep giving him tochacha. Is there a limit? So the Gemara then asks, number 4, had heichan tochacha. So how far does it go? How long do I have to keep on at him? Rav amar ad haka. Rav says until he hits you. We'll see that it means until he's about to hit you. Okay, you don't have to stand there like a punchbag. Exactly. Shmuel Amar ad Kalala, until he curses you.
Or about to curse him?
Well, it's interesting. We'll see. The cursing seems to be literally cursing. They learn it from a posik. They learn it from a posik in about Shaul HaMelech. Well, Shaul HaMelech curses, we'll see in a minute, Yonatan, his son, and he raises his spear as if he's to hit him, but he never actually hits him yet. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar ad Nazifa, until the guy gets angry with you. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ad Hakor, Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad Klala, Ben Azai Omer ad Nazifa. Okay? So it's not just the Amoraim, but the Tanaim also said Ketanai. This is also Machlokes Tanaim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Veshleishtam Mikra Echad Darshu. They all learnt it from the same Pasuk. Veyicharach Shmuel, Veyonasan, Veyomeloi, Ben Nois, Hamaredes, Hamardut. In other words, you remember the story there. Shaul is standing up for David HaMelech. Sorry, Yonatan is standing up for David HaMelech. They're sitting there on Rosh Chodesh celebrations, and he's saying, where's David? Why is he not here? It's the Haftarah for Mechar Chodesh. We did it like 3 weeks ago in Shul, right? And Yonatan's saying, well, don't get at him. You know, why are you always getting at him? David HaMelech is not. And Shaul goes nuts. He basically says to him, first of all, he gets angry, and then he curses Yonatan, his son. And says to him, you are bringing your mother to disgrace, you're a disgrace, she's disgraced because of you, etc. And then he picks up his spear as if to throw his spear at Yonatan, nimbus, and runs out. Okay? So each of them is learning. He threw it in the wall, sorry. He threw it in the wall, but he didn't actually get him. One second. Shaul throws the spear? I don't think he does. Yonatan, he just picks it up, 1 second. I'll read you the posik here. I'll read you the whole posik. Shmuel Aleph, Chav. 1 second. Here. Yeah. It says like this. Listen carefully. He listened carefully. I'll read you the whole posik. He says, Vayichar af Shaul. Shaul first got angry. Vayonatan, Yonatan. Vayomerlon. He said to him, Ben Navat Hamardut. He says basically, he calls him here the son of it's the perverse and rebellious son. He curses him out. Halo yadati ki bocher ata leven Yishai. You've chosen. I know you've chosen David. Levoshtecha levoshet arvas amicha. To your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness. Not a nice way to speak to his son. Ki chala yamim asher ben Yishai chay al adama. All the time that the son of Yishai lives on this world, lo tichon ato malchusecha. Your throne will not be secure. The ata shlach v'kachoy, so bring him to me. Ki ben mavet hu, because he will forfeit his life. And then it says, v'yan Yonatan eshuul aviv v'yomei alav lama yutma. Why lama yumas? Why should he die, Master? What did he say? What did he do? And then this is the posik. V'yatel Shaul esachanit alav lehatoysoi. Shaul picked up the spear in order to hit him, and then he left. Okay? So that's where they're learning, that's where they're learning all these details from. They're all learning from the same pasuk. One shita says anger, one shita says cursing, and one shita says hitting. Fine. There's a very interesting example that goes on. It's all Gemara's in Erechin, number 5. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Tama Ani, Im Yesh B'dor Azeh, Shemakabel Tochacha. And this is where we pick it up in terms of the modern day as well. Even in the time of the Tanaim, he says, I'd be very surprised if there's anyone today who is able to receive Tochacha. I'm not sure, is there other such people today, he says. Im Ameloi, because if you say to them, Tul Kisem Ibeinein Echa, there's a Kisem, what's a Kisem? A what? A toothpick? Yeah. He said, if you hit an equivalent, there's a toothpick in your teeth, between your eyes, sorry. Meaning, there's a little thing that, you know, you're not doing right. How will they respond? Amalah, he responds to him, oh, there's a beam in front of your eyes. Meaning, if you say to him he's doing a little thing wrong, he immediately snap back at you and saying, well, who are you to talk? You're doing even worse than I am. People are not taking musa, he says, what are we going to do? Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar sorry, says, Tamihani im yesh b'dor hazesh yodeh lohochiyach. Not only that, I'd be surprised if there's anyone who knows how to give tochacha. No one knows how to take it, no one knows how to give it. Amar Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri says, no, that's not true. Meid ani alai, I'm giving edus about myself. Okay, alai shamayim va'aretz, I'm bringing shamayim va'aretz. Shehar b'paimim laka akiva al yadai. The Rabbi Akiva got beaten many times because of me. I got him in trouble. I used to complain to Rabban Gamliel about him on this, that, and the other. And the more I complained about him, the more he loved me. Okay? It says, don't give tochacha to a late. What's a late? To a scoffer. To a, like a good for nothing. Pick your customers. Don't give late. Don't give tochacha to someone who can't take it. But hocheich lechacham v'yehavcha. The more you give tochacha to a chacham, they will love you. So it's interesting. Even with the Tanaim, there seems to be a major debate in their time whether there is such a thing really as tochacha anymore. Rabbi Tarfon saying, "Look, I'm not sure. I don't think anyone can really take it anymore." And we'll see in a minute if people can't take it, people are not going to listen. It's a mitzvah to not give them tochacha. And he says, and I don't think anyone can really give it anymore, because it's not going to be given mi'ahava, it's not going to be given properly, and therefore there really is no tochacha anymore. Others said in the Tanaim, yes, maybe there is still. But kal v'chaymeh b'yom hazeh, these days. And I brought you that, so I didn't bring it on the sheet at all, but I brought you last time, or a few times ago, the Chazon Ish. Remember the Chazon Ish, when we're talking about the status of different people? And he said, since today, there is no one able to give tochacha at all. So every avera that anyone does, even if they know about it, and even if they've been told about it, is always has a status of lifnei hatochacha. Lifnei hatochacha, there's no mezid. So he says, basically everyone that's doing everything is basically shogeg today. Because no one can give tochacha, no one can take it. Even in the time of the
Tanakh. If one can give it, the other person can take it.
Right, which means you're not doing any mitzvahs by giving it. We'll see that right now. So there is basically a mitzvah to give tochacha until they get angry, until they curse you, until they want to hit you. Okay? But we'll see right now there is a mitzvah not to give tochacha. And you have to work out when yes and when no. Okay, number 6. Rabbi Elazar is in Sunday Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Kishem she mitzvah la adam loyma dvar she nishma, davar she nishma. Just like it's a mitzvah to say something that will be accepted. Kach mitzvah al adam, there's a mitzvah on someone, she loy loymar. Not to say davar she ain nishma, something that will not be accepted. Okay? And not only is there a mitzvah not to say, but Rabbi Abba Omer, chayva. There's an obligation to keep your mouth shut, not to try and give tochacha in the wrong circumstances. How do we know it's tochacha? He brings his pasuk. Atochiach leitz, pen yisanecha. Don't give tochacha to a leitz. The Pishle is saying, give tochacha to the right people, not to the wrong people. Rashi explains, lamadav hanishma, to say something which will be heard. Dichsiv hoichiach tochiach. There's a mitzvah of tochacha. Lohochiach, only misha makabal haymen. So, how do you kind of balance your way between these two areas? So, if you look in the Gemara in Beitza, it has an interesting analysis which finds its way into the Rishonim and again into the Shulchan Aruch. Look at number 9. Amalei Rava Bar Chanin La Abaya. Tnan, it says in the Mishnah, Ein Matabchin, bit of Hilchas Shabbos. You guys learn Hilchas Shabbos, right? You should imagine so. You should do it anyway. Okay? You can't be, you know, one of these guys married to a girl who knows all of Hilchos Shabbos and you're just basically, you know, floundering around not knowing which side is up and which side is down. You have to know your own Hilchos Shabbos as well. Tanan, it says the Mishnah in Shabbos, Ein Metapchim, the Ein Mesapkin, the Ein Merakdin. So what are all these things?
Clapping,
dancing, slapping, and dancing, all these things. Merakdim literally means?
Dancing.
Literally means? Literally means?
Sifting.
Okay, Merakade is one of the 39 Malachas on Shabbos. So why is Merakade dancing?
Like you make the flower dance.
So I heard once that you make the flower dance. The dance is going up and down. But my daughter said to me that someone told her once, it's much more posh than that. That if someone's sifting and you're standing behind them, yeah, you know, they're going like this. So if you look as though, it looks as though they're dancing. Some guys I've seen get a bit kind of Talmudic about the shtick at weddings, and they take a big sifter in front of the kala. You know, they're doing this in case of Meraktim lifnei akala. Okay? It's nice. It's intelligent shtick. Separates the men from the boys. So, you're not allowed to do any of these things on Shabbos. Okay? I remember when I was a kid, old Litvaks, when people used to dance on Shabbos, used to get all grumpy and say, can't dance on Shabbos. Yeah, I don't know. They don't go to the Kalbach Minyanim, right? And people used to stop you dancing on Shabbos. Today, people are amazed that there's such an idea that you can't dance on Shabbos. You go to the Kotel on Friday night and tell everybody that go around giving them to Chocha that they can't dance on Shabbos. So even Bizman HaGemara, look at what it says: Ha'idna these days, dechachazinan de'avdan hachid. We see that everybody is already then dancing on Shabbos. Lo yamrin and lehu v'loybini. We don't tell people not to. Let's tell people not to. Hanach Lehem Yisrael, let people alone. Yes, sir.
Sorry, I joined a little bit late.
You're don't worry, about, source 9.
Beitza, you're talking about?
Beitza, yeah.
In regards to the
Malachos? In terms of particularly here, clapping and dancing on Shabbos, excuse me. So here it says, Hanach Lehem Yisrael, leave the Jewish people be. Mutzav Shiyu Shogigim Ve'Aliyah Mezidim. And this is an important point which I have to bring out. Sometimes it's better not to tell people things. Why? Because it's better they should be Shogig rather than Mezid.
You assume they'll keep doing it if you tell them.
Right, because if you tell them, you'll just get them into more trouble, because now they know that it's Osir, they have the Tochacha, and they still do it. So what have you achieved there? You've just turned Shogigim into Mezidim. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili B'Drabonon. Oh, but that's only with the Drabonon. Okay? Aval B'Doraisa Loi. With Doraisas, you can't stand by, you have to get involved. Says the Gemara B'Loihi, but that's not actually true, actually, in the end. Loi shana b'daraisa, loi shana b'drabonon. It makes no difference whether it's daraisa or drabonon. Loi amrin alahu v'loi midi. We just don't tell people. We don't give people tochacha. Dehat tosefet yom kippurim, because what about tosefet yom kippur? Doraisa hi, what's tosefet yom kippur? Adding on to the beginning and the end of yom kippur, which is a mitzvah doraisa. Mitisha alachodesh atish ad, be'erev ad erev, sorry, from erev ad erev ad erev, we say with yom kippur. And yet, we see va'achli v'shatu ad shechashecha. People are eating right up until it gets dark and not keeping the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And we find that people don't tell them off. Now, so the Gemara seems to be saying that whether it's Rabbanon, whether it's d'oraisa, we're just not giving tochacha to anybody anymore. We'll see from the Shulchan Aruch how he translates that into the halacha l'maisa and how that works. Okay, so you see a whole bunch of sources that says you have to give tochacha until they shout, until they curse, until they want to hit you, etc. Another bunch of sources say no. We don't. No one really can take it today. We don't give it today, it's a mitzvah to keep your mouth closed rather than tell people who are not listening. So which, when do you do which? How does that work? So if you look, you'll see the Rishonim say slightly different things. I just want to bring out four angles in the Rishonim, and then I want to give you a really interesting Gemara that deals with this issue, and then the Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, and show you how it works, and give you some... Oh, what happened here? It didn't go on it. Oh, I gave you... It was a whole last page that somehow or other didn't work on the sheet. All right, never mind. I don't quite know how that happened, but it's probably my mistake in what I sent to Yossi in the office. So have a look first on number 10. Haroi chavero shechata. Says the Rambam. He'll give you some halachas as to how to give tochacha. Someone who sees their friend doing an aveira. Or shehalach b'derech loy toiva. Or even if it's not an aveira. But they're just not behaving nicely. Midas. Okay? Mitzvah lahach zero lemutav. You have a mitzvah to pull them back to behave well. Or lahoydiyah shehu choyte. To tell them that they're sinning. Al asma against themselves. The masa with his actions. Yeah.
Then they can, we're talking about it today, that they could put, a curse against you. And I know that Hashem, we don't believe in curses, but we also do believe in curses.
Yeah, if somebody curses you inappropriately, there's no curse there. Like, if they get annoyed and curse you and then an Aveira, why would you be bothered about that? I mean, they're not allowed to do that. We don't believe that it's just because someone, if they did an Aveira and curses you, the curse will take effect. In other words, we don't not give Tachacha for fear that they might curse us. That's the whole point. The whole halacha is you give Tachacha until they curse you. And that's not your problem. That's their problem. So he goes on to say, he's sitting against himself a mass of harayim. Shinemah ha-cheach tuchiyah semisecha. If you give tzachacha ben b'dvarim shebein olaveinoi, either in matters which are just for himself, ben b'dvarim shebein olavein hamakom, or in things which are ritual between him and God, tzarich lehochichoi bein olavein atzmoi, you have to give him private tzachacha, not public, v'yedabeloi benachas, but you have to speak very nicely, u'beloshen racha, and very softly. You cannot get angry. If you get angry, that's the whole thing over. You have to be very loving about it. The idea is and you have to communicate somehow that you're only doing it or, without being condescending. That you're only doing it for his own good. To help him come to Olam Haba. I suppose the one time that we give to a chacha most and is also difficult to do is to our kids. Because you're expected to give some kind of guidance and direction to your kids and to tell them when they're doing right and when they're doing wrong. What's that? Well, there comes a point when sometimes you reach that conclusion, but at least you have to try in the initial stages to try and give tochacha to your kids. But also, clearly it has to be done in a way which is non-combative and non-aggressive, and this is often very hard to do. And as the kid gets older, it gets harder, not easier. Okay? And a Rebbe to a Talmud, again. But again, it's not such an easy... It's easier for a Rebbe to give tochacha to a Talmud than a parent to a child in some ways. Because you put yourself into a relationship with this Rebbe to be there to learn from him and to take it from him. Whereas with a kid and a parent, it's very difficult because there's so much baggage all the time with everything they do. You know, every time you say anything to them, you know what it's like as a child, and you'll soon know what it's like as a parent if you don't already. Well, I don't think you do already. But, yeah, you know what it's like, you know, every time you say something to your kids... They, you know, you're saying a simple thing and they turn around to you and say, why do you always look at me that way? Or why do you always say it that way? You know what it's like, especially with teenagers. When you're talking to a Talmud, there's none of that baggage. Like, the conversation is the conversation. Whereas when you're talking to your kids, like, everything you do is like, oh, you always bring out the room thing. Yeah? It's normal. That's normal behavior. It's making it very difficult. And you learn on the job, I think. Maybe for your first children, but anyway, you learn on the job. Yes.
Would you be interested in giving a parenting share?
No. I'll tell you why not. Because I have teenage children who, Baruch Hashem, I love very much, and I think, in my own humble opinion, they're doing really great. But they're teenagers, you know. It's a work in progress. When Be'ezrat Hashem they're married, stable, with kids of their own, and I look at that and say, you know something, well done, I will tour the world. I will go on every stage and tell them how I think they should do it. But right now, I'm keeping shtum because I don't know if it's working or not. You know what I mean? No, I'm not giving parenting classes. You have other people who can do that. And it's important to do. We have lots of parenting advice from different rabbonim along the way. I think the best parenting classes they ever got when I actually sat one-on-one with people as issues came up and I asked them, how should I best deal with this? How should I best deal with that? But it's always good to have classes, yes.
So Rambam is saying that, like, when you give tochacha, it should be benachas. Right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so, like, he also says in Hilchot Deos, like, that you should...
Always speak benachas.
Well, no, he says, but you should actually... Okay, you should never be angry, but right. You should be able to look like you're angry.
Right.
So how does that fit into this? Because being benachas and looking like you're angry, is that not a contradiction?
Right. Now, yes, it's a good question. Is the mitzvah to look as though you're angry when you're giving the tochacha, or just when you're saying this is unacceptable? I'm not sure. Meaning, maybe you have a mitzvah when a stand needs to be taken to make out that this is very unacceptable and you're angry, etc. But when you're dealing with somebody one-on-one, it says one-on-one, when you're down with somebody, talking to someone, I'm not sure that that's the time to give this angry front. Because at the end of the day, an angry front is there to make a point. It's almost like a presence. Whereas the tochacha has to be a conversation, really. They say that Yaakov Avinu, in last week's parsha, when he wants to give tochacha, to the guys, to the shepherds, who he thinks are all lazing around, not getting on with their work, and therefore cheating their bosses, he says, what does he say? He says, Achai there, no? He says, my brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he says, Achai.
Meaning to say, like, you know, I'm going to get into a tochacha discussion with you. You know, guys, my brothers and friends. You know? He has to establish that relationship, otherwise, yeah. Shema b'ni musar avicha. You have to establish that. Not Shema Mutar Avicha, but Shema Bini Mutar Avicha. So I think the anger, there's no word, there's no place for anger. It sounds like from the Rambam there is no place for anger there. Let's just finish this off. Ve'im kibo mimenu, what's up if he accepts the tochacha? That's great. Ve'im lav, and if not, yochichenu pam shnia v'shlishit. V'kein tamid chayv adal hochicha. You have to keep on at it, and on at it, and on at it, and on at it. Ad sheyikeu, until he hits you. Achoyte. V'yom elah, eini shamayin, and he says to you, I don't want to hear anymore. You still have to keep going, says the Rambam. V'kol she'efshe b'yado limchoyz ve'einu moiche, if you could have given tochacha, and you didn't give tochacha. Okay. Who nitbash ba'avon? You are yourself part of that avera, okay? Now ba'avon elu kaven she'ev shelo limchos ben. Since you could have given tochacha, you didn't get involved. You get tarred with the same avera. Have a look just for a second before we go to the sefer chinuch. Have a look at the Gemara over on the other side of the page. Look at number 14. Once you reach the point when you have to stop, when they're about to hit you, or even grandma says actually they did hit you, or they curse you or whatever. He didn't pass in cursing, he passed in hitting. He was the most machmir of all. He said you have to keep going until they smack you in the face, and says I'm not interested in what you have to say anymore. But the Sefer HaChinuch will say that's always because there was a havamina at least that they might listen. Once you go past, then clearly you're doing the wrong thing. But you can't step out until that point, says the Rambam.
But if you do it, you said you get hit with the same avera, though, you said.
And if you don't give tochacha when you should have given tochacha before that line, you yourself are tarred with the same avera. Look at number 14 for a second. A very interesting Gemara. Number 14. Amalei Rebbe Zera the Rabban Simon, the Rebbe Simon. Rebbe Zera says to Rebbe Simon. He says, why don't you give tochacha to the people, the Reish Galusa? The Reish Galusa was the exilarch. You know, it sounds like someone. It sounds like.
We had that in Tractate.
He was
like the mayor of the
Tractate Tukas. The exilarch. You know, exilarch sounds like some, you know, friend of Captain America or something. but I'm a firm believer in translating into words which actually make sense in modern. Truth is, I don't know how you say exilarch in modern.
Yeah,
the community president. Okay, the Reish Galusas were very often not so religious, and there was a lot of friction between them and the Labdavka. The Reish Galusas weren't always having the Chachamim. No,
the heads were, but the officers weren't.
The officers of the Reish Galusas, yeah. Even the Gaonim weren't always having the Chachamim.
What?
You have got a lecture at home from Rav Herschel Schechter. Rav Herschel Schechter, the head of YU. Okay, so he's going through the Gaonim, different Gaonim. He says, "Why don't we?" Pat, I can show you. I can send you a link to the shir. He says, "Why don't we always follow the Psak of the Gaonim?" He says, because some of them were big Talmidei Chachamim, and some of them were fundraisers. Okay?
Fundraisers?
They went around the world raising money for the Babylonian academies. So some of them were, there were hundreds of these Gaonim. Some of them were the biggest names ever. Rav Sadi Gaon, Rav Shrira Gaon, Rav Yudai Gaon, Rav Amram Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, yeah? And some that were, you know, they were the heads, but they were, whatever. I was really quite taken aback when I heard this. But he says very clearly, that's why the Rishonim have much more weight in halacha, in many ways, than the Gaonim. And this was a lot of friction in the Rambam's life, where the Rambam is trying to pull away the control of the Gaonim over world Jewry and say, guys, this is the past. You don't control the communities in Egypt and Spain anymore. They just keep to your own thing. And there was an enormous amount of politics, incredible amount of politics with Shmuel Ben Ali, there was a lot of stuff going on there. So the Gaonim was always a controversial thing. But as far as I was aware, I'm not an expert, the Reish Galusa, and this Gemara seems to imply that, they need tochacha. Are they getting the tochacha that they need? So Amalei says to him, they won't listen to me. They can listen to me. What's the point? Amalei said to him, even if you don't think they'll listen, look, you should give them tochacha. Da'am Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina, mi'olam lo yasta mida tova mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say something good. V'chaza balara, and it turns sour. Chutz midvarze. Apart from this one thing, and he gives a pasuk in Yechezkel, I quote the full pasuk to you. He says like this: Vayom Hashem Elav. Avor b'toich ha'ir, go through the town of Yerushalayim. B'toich Yerushalayim. This is the end of Bais Rishon. Vehit visa taf, put a taf, mark a taf. What does taf mean literally? It's a letter in the Hebrew alphabet, but a taf is a mark. Okay? In fact, it's very interesting. The letter Taf in Ksav Ivri, you know what I mean by Ksav Ivri? In the original script that was used by the Jewish people in the Bais Rishon is a cross, as in X marks the spot. Yeah, it's actually a cross like this. That was a tav. That was the mark that they put on them. In fact, there is a whole shita like when they anointed the Kohanim. So they anointed the Kohanim with a taf on the head, so they put a cross on the head of the Kohanim, like a cross like this, okay? Which is very interesting, because putting the mark of the cross on the head of the Kohanim is something which is obviously predates Christianity by thousands and thousands of years.
Angled, it's not a...
It is angled, I understand that. Yeah. But you know something? There are plenty of Christian crosses like that. You ever say St. Andrew's cross?
Really?
Sure. But that died.
I was not
aware. Yeah, look at the Scottish flag. Yeah, couldn't resist that. There are crosses which are crossed. It's very interesting. Look at the Pope. He basically wears the outfit of the Karen Cohen Gadol, you know, with the Knesset, with the incense, with the whole thing there. There's a lot of crossover. Oh, I don't think it's by accident. crossover, yes, by purpose. So listen, he says, V'hifisa taf al mitzchot anashim. You put a cross, you put a mark on the head of all of those, on the foreheads, all the men, and the nochim that are sighing, the henakim, and they're crying, al kol ha'tayves, for all these terrible abominations, hanatos v'socha, which are happening in Yerushalayim. Meaning, go and find all those people who are good, mark them as good, all those people who are complaining about the way things are going, and make sure that they're marked out specially. So says the Gemara, listen to this Gemara, Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hu leGavriel. HaKodesh Baruch Hu says to Gavriel HaMalach, Lech, Urshoim al mitzchan shel tzadikim, go and put on the heads of the tzadikim, taf shel dioi, an ink, a mark of ink. Shelo yishlatu behem malchei hachavala, so that when the destruction comes, they will be protected from the destruction. Al mitzchan shel rishayim, but put on the heads of the rishayim, taf shel dam, a mark of blood, kidei sheyishlatu behem malchei chavala, so that they will be subject to the malachim who are going to destroy Yerushalayim. So Amra Midas Hadin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a quite famous Gemara. The Midas Hadin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Elu Me'elu? Why are these tzaddikim different from the Rishayim? All these people, remember what the Isurim were in the first place of Mikdash? Murder, sexual immorality, and perversion of all kinds, idolatry. Why are these different from these? Amala, so it said to him, Halalu Tzaddikim Gemorim. What are you talking about? These guys, these are tzaddikim Gemorim. These are the real good guys. The halal of Rishayim Giburim, these are the worst of the worst. How can you ask me what's the difference? Amra lefanav, so he said to him, Ribono shel Olam, Hayu b'yadam limchos. They could have given the tochacha. B'loi michu, but they never gave them tochacha. So God says to the Malach, Amala, Galui v'yadu lefanai, she'im michu bahem, lo yikablu minam. I know, I'm God. If they'd have given them tochacha, these guys would never have listened. So they're good guys. Says the Malach, Amra lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, Im lefanecha galu, you know that. Lahem migalu, they don't know that. They don't know that. So they get it with everybody else. And they got it with everybody else. Means they were destroyed with everybody. Why? Because they didn't give tochacha, even though they didn't know it wouldn't work. God knows it wouldn't work, but it's a really, in many ways, a really scary Gemara. And that's where the Rambam's coming from. And he says that if you don't give the tochacha that is needed in the circumstances, then a person becomes tarred with the same brush. But look at the way the Chinuch puts it, because the Chinuch brings in this whole angle of not giving tochacha. Have a look at number 11. B'dini ha-mitzvah, ma she'omru zichron livracham shechiv mitzvah, zo ad haka'a. This mitzvah goes until they hit you. Kloima, shechayv ha-mulchiyach la-harbus tochichosav, you have to increase your tochacha, al ha-el ha-choyte, to the choyte, ad kidei she'yeh korav ha-choyte, la-hakoyteh ha-mulchiyach. Not quite like the Rambam, but more like the Pasuk with Shmuel, with Shaul. Until they're close, on the point of hitting you, one second. Because God will resha hachoyte, but if you see that the guy is so bad, it's interesting, how does this fit with the last Gemara? It was so bad that he's never going to listen. Oshehu ish ilain, that he's completely blind. V'rosha b'yoser, and he's totally wicked. U'mitziyari mimenu, and you're scared of the guy. Shelo yamod alav yargeno. He might get up and not just hit you, but he might kill you. She'enu chayiv b'mitzvah zo b'ish kaseh. That kind of a guy you're not chayiv. It's interesting, if you put this together with the Gemara we just looked at, these guys who were Rishayim Gemurim, who were doing all the stuff in the world that they shouldn't do, it sounds like there's still a chance that they could do tshuva. They're not completely, completely gone. They should have had tochacha. Because if they're completely gone, it says that you don't have to give these people tochacha. But they're omrim zikron debracha. That's what they meant when they said kashem shemitzvah loyma davah nishma kachma milishdoik b'mochem she'ena davah nishma. You have a mitzvah to keep quiet when no one's going to listen. The fishay yibe inyan kaloin lemochiach. Because it's just going to be a disgrace for you, and it's not going to have any effect on him. So one of the ways that he's drawing a distinction between who you do and who you don't is you give tzachacha to everybody, he says, except for those people who you're absolutely convinced will not take it. They're just not interested. Yes.
How do they say to give tzachacha until they hit you?
Right.
When hitting you itself is an avera, and we call them a rosh.
Oh, good. Number 12. Let's go back to number 11, but just look at now at number 12 for a second. This is the smag. Okay, and he addresses exactly your point. So we'll see. Have a look at that now. Okay, fine. Look in number 12. He says, "V'im boral chalam achir shloi kablam menu v'ha'ivrim shoygigin." If you know that the guy is really a shoygig, he's not guilty. He doesn't do it on purpose. Tov loy lishtok. Better to keep quiet here. Because even with the Suri Daraisa, we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Hanach lehu liyisrael shiyu shogeg v'alyu mezidim. Fine. Aval, this is your point. Im ha'ovrin mezidim, if they are doing things on purpose, uboru loy shelo yikav loy, and you for sure know that he won't accept it, he's cholik on the chinuch. Afal pikein, even though shepotim oynish misa, I'm not getting into that whole thing there, okay? Mikol Maka Maser de Hochir Tachir Chloy Mitzri. You're not potter from Tochacha. Even if you're absolutely convinced that the guy's not listening, he says you're not potter from Tochacha. So what is it? But Afal Pisha Moisif Al Einshay. Even though you're increasing his Aveira now. Shalot Yikablu. Because he's not accepting it. You're making it worse and worse and worse for him. And your question is, and he's going to end up hitting you. He uses the phrase, Halitela La Rosh Vayamus. Feed it to the Rosh and let him die. Meaning, can you give Esav the food? Is that your problem? He's a Rasha. You're making it worse for him? Huh. He's a Rasha. So never make it worse for himself. Meaning, the difference between the Chinuch and the Smag here is that the Chinuch says that the time to give Tochacha is when you think he might accept it. But once you realize he's not going to accept it, you have to keep quiet. The smag says, no, the time to not give tochach is when you know for sure they're shogeg. Then you keep shnum. But when you know that they're amazed, you keep at it, and the fact that you're making it worse for them, well, that's not your problem. In other words, it's almost like a mitzvah in Adam Lemakom. You have a mitzvah to make a stand and say something, he says, as opposed to whether it's going to be effective or not. It's interesting, because one set of Rishonim seems to say that your tochacha seems to be contingent on how effective is that going to be. It's almost like a mitzvah ben adon lechaveiro. I'm here to help you. I'm going to give you tochacha where it will help. But when it won't help, where it will make it worse, then I shouldn't make it worse. But one of them says, no, you're there to give tochacha. That's your job. You know, the guys who stand and scream when the people who drive on Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. Like, what do they think they're achieving? So if you take the view that you're there to basically give effective tochacha, your job is to help these people keep Shabbos, so then it's completely counterproductive. But if your job is there to make a public mechor, basically saying, look, these guys are going to listen to me either way. These guys are going to drive whether I'm here or whether I'm not here, but I need to be here to say to them, this is Shabbos, this is not acceptable, I'm not going to stand by while people are breaking Shabbos. Again, I'm not necessarily defending exactly what everybody does, but you see where they're coming from. They're not coming from nowhere. They're not just raving lunatics. They're people who say, even if they're not going to listen, it's important that someone says this is Shabbos. There are different approaches on this. I had a friend, I don't know if I ever told you this, I have a friend, he's an older guy, who ran a hotel, from hotel with a good Mahadran Hefsha. And the only problem was, this was many years ago, he had a pool, which was open on Shabbos. And there were chilonim, there were non-religious people who came to the restaurant, they were in the pool. And there were the religious people in the restaurant. So the non-religious were in the pool on Shabbos morning. And the religious were eating cholent and singing mirrors in the restaurant. So it was always a point of friction with the hashkocha. Like, they're going to give this guy a Mahadran Hefsher and he's got a pool open on Shabbos, etc. So a new mashgiach came in, a new guy in charge of the kashrus for the area. And he called him in and he said, oh, you know, I know what's coming now. They're going to give me a whole hard time about the pool. So lo and behold, he goes and sits under there and he says, you know, Mr. Whatever it was, you know there's a problem with your hotel, don't you? And he says, is there? And he said, yes, sir, you have a pool which is open the Chilul Shabbos publicly in your hotel every Shabbos, and this is unacceptable for someone who holds this hashkach, this kashrus. So he says, yeah, but what are you going to do? What can we do about it? So he says, we'll let you keep your hashkach, we'll let you keep your tzuda, but there's now a new condition. What's the condition? Very interesting thing he said to me. He says that when you're serving cholent and kugel in the restaurant to the Shomer Shabbos, we insist that you bring complimentary cholent and kugel to the non-religious outside at the pool and wish them all a good Shabbos. Only on those conditions can you keep your head.
That's amazing.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I reckon it was all a plot for them to eat cholent and then go in the pool and they'll sink to the bottom of the pool. But I don't think so. I think he was there because his pshat in Tochacha was that this is the best way to give Tochacha. Yeah.
Two questions. Could it also have been that they thought having the pool open was a financial burden and kids now they have to bring cholent there?
I don't know, maybe.
But
I mean, how much does it cost for it to bring out 25 extra bowls of cholent?
The other question
There's no real nutrition in the cholent anyway, probably. But yes. Not your cholent. this kind of cholent is like
Bishmak. In any case, the other question I had is, are there actually modern-day poskim who will poskim the other way, that it is acceptable, and not just acceptable to mitzvah, but to scream Shabbos at cars that are passing by?
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't know. I don't have names. But I'm sure that there are people that would turn around and say, even if nobody's listening, you have to make a public declaration that it's Shabbos. You have to say that we're not going to stand by while people are bringing. So this is important. Meaning, if there were people, I know it's not the same thing, but if there were people acting in an antisocial way in other ways in the area, and other people came out to demonstrate, not in our neighbourhood, this is unacceptable. When people do that, it's not necessarily to rehabilitate the people who are behaving in this way, is it? It's to basically say, we don't accept this behaviour. This is not appropriate. You don't care, but we do care. Is it any different? Now, if you argue that the whole point is we want people to do tshuva, then it is different. But if not, then not. So, that's one angle on it. I want to just show you the Shulchan Aruch, and you'll see how the psak works. So we've seen already, one view says that you give tochacha for mezidim and not for shogim. One view says you give tochacha for what was the other one? That you give tochacha if they'll listen or not if they won't listen. So have a look in number 15, 16 and the bottom of the page there. And then we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. It's really very interesting. We'll finish with the Shulchan Aruch. Nashim. Oh, by the way, the Ritzvah at the top of the page is a very interesting read, which says that those people who talks about not giving tochacha doesn't apply today because today's generation, like the opposite of the Chazon Ish. He says today's generation is so weak, everybody needs a lot more tochacha. And not less tochacha. So you see, you have these different approaches to tochacha. Some people are saying we're all on such a low level that tochacha is so fruitless and useless, it'll just make it worse. Tone down the tochacha. And other people saying the tochacha is so needed because people just aren't doing it, so tone up the tochacha. Yes?
I'm trying to wait to ask. You haven't seen it. Why aren't there more like, I don't know, I know there are preconditions Shemesh Lashon.
Yeah, for what you mean?
In terms of like before you say something, it has to be like you're going to tell somebody about something, so you've got to think about this thing and the other thing. Whatever, there's a whole bunch of series that's got to be like
okay,
totally pure. Who says, meaning like why aren't there like you need to be a certain level of Talmud Chacham and you have to like, it has to be completely like Latoelis, and it has to be like you can't be doing it because you hate this guy.
Well, obviously it has to be. The Rambam already said that. The Rambam says it has to be Menachas, Ma'ava. It has to be in a situation where you love the guy. Clearly, it's not meant to be. But on the other hand, you can't make a din like you have to be a Talmud Chacham to give Tochacha. Every father and mother is required to give Tochacha to their children. They don't all have to be Talmud Chachamim. They just have to be doing it with Lashem Shamayim.
Isn't there a chilukim in giving to our kids? Okay, Pshita, like you gotta raise your kids. But for a guy who gave you shiva yesterday, learned one halacha yesterday, and he's going to tell you about it today right to your face.
But again, so, if the point of the chachacha is to be effective, then that's self-understood. Meaning you can't possibly be, as a guy who's FFT from Tuesday, right? You can't be the guy, but you've got, you're what I once heard described as a junkie. What's a junkie? Just uniform, no knowledge. Okay, you know, meaning, you walk the walk and you talk the talk, and you're going around giving everybody tochacha. It's not going to have any effect. People are going to laugh in your face. That's clearly ineffective, and therefore there's clearly a mitzvah to keep quiet there. He doesn't make himself look like an idiot, and that's what he said. He said if he does bring, if the Tochachi will just bring a rebuke back on you, then there's no point to...
First of all, to the Yidden, there's nothing that's very... I don't know. Just, people will find a way, Jews will find a way to do all sorts of things that seem to be Peshitta. You got all... It seems like the guys who know what you're saying don't give to Chacha. And the guys who don't know are the only ones who give to him. Meaning, like, if you walk around, the only guy giving to him is the one guy...
Maybe they're giving it in different ways. Maybe you're defining Tochacha as people going, nu, 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 nu. But maybe the people who know are giving Tochacha in softer, private. Because don't forget, Tochacha should be private. If someone's walking around in public giving Tochacha, that itself is a problem.
Who said private? Someone said private?
Yes. The Rambam. The Rambam said... What did he say here?
No
one else
says. I'm saying like,
okay. Okay, you can go. The Rambam is the Rambam.
Why is that part of everybody?
The Tochacha is a one-on-one affair. It's a private affair. People give Tochacha in all sorts of ways. You can get Tochacha from the Rosh Hashiva in lots of nice, soft, subtle ways. Where you had a nice conversation with somebody, and then you walk out afterwards and you think to yourself, he really gave it to me there, actually. I'm just realizing now that I, you know, he said it nicely, but, you know, whoa, that was, like, quite powerful. And that's the way to give Tochacha. That's the way to do it. The guy's wandering around the Beit Midrash going, nu, 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 and all these people, they're not giving effective Tochacha. They're probably not even in the mitzvah, right? But on the other hand, not to... Are you allowed to give your parents Tochacha? Are you allowed to give your Rebbe Tochacha?
There's, like, ways to do it.
Yes, of course you are. But there's a way to do it. In other words, the halos of Kibbutz Ava Aim say you can't say to your parents, you did this and you did that. You say to the Multi Rebbe, didn't we learn, or assuming, I'm just talking about parents who are, you know, every kind of parent's different, but to say, Rosh Hashiva, didn't we learn somewhere that this is the halacha? I don't understand, why are we doing it like that now, like, you know, in that kind of way? That's the way to give, but they'll understand that, oh my goodness, like, you know, whatever. that's how it works. In other words, it's a lot in the delivery. And the way you say it. And the people you're talking about don't know how to say anything effectively.
Is it meant to give those people to?
Probably, okay, until they hit you. Let's go. Let's go in number 15. Hate you, or about to hit you, right?
But question, Rambam would certainly say that yelling Shabbos at a car on, you know...
It sounds like you wouldn't be effective.
It sounds like that would be completely... It sounds like... So, who disagrees with the Rambam?
Well, we saw the Smag brings Halitaini L'Rosh V'Yomus. Meaning, the guy's a Rosh, he's doing it on purpose, you're making it worse, he's now going to hate you, and he's going to hit you, and all these kind of things. No, that's just not your problem.
People's passing like the Smag now?
So, let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. What's that?
Most of the people driving around are not showing.
Oh, so that's already the Chazon Ish coming in there. And saying, since we don't really know how to give Tochacha properly, even if you think you do, you can assume that no one really out there is a Rosher, and therefore...
Even if it did, but most of those people are not, like, from people who knew...
Okay, that's a whole other argument, meaning that anyway a shogeg.
Yeah.
Once you say everybody's a shogeg, which may well be the case, so then this, the idea that we can't, it's like a little bit kind of builds on itself. These people don't know what they're doing for no fault of their own, they just never had an education. Such a person is not a mazid, they're a shogeg, okay? So I don't have a mitzvah to give Tochacha anyway. And the fact that I can't give Tochacha even if I wanted to reinforces their status as a shogeg. Because even if I could, you know, tell them what to do and they might, I don't know how to do that anymore. And we saw the status of non-religious Jews, according to most people today, is that they're shogegim. But that's not so posher because there are other people that said, in terms of emunah, you can't be a shogegim emunah. And everyone out there who doesn't believe in God, Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Misina, yada yada, is really as amazing. And we saw that argument, even though most Poskim don't hold that way. It's not so posh to say, according to everybody, everyone out there is a Tinoch Shenishba. That seems to be the view taken by most of the Kiruv people, and most of the Poskim as well, for obvious reasons, but not by everybody.
But that means there are post. You're seeming to indicate that there are modern day post team that matter, and not just matter. They say you're a thief to yell Shabbos at cars running down.
I can't quote you chapter and verse, okay? But there are a lot of lunatics out there. There's no question about it. But I don't believe that every person who ever went out there. I'm not about throwing stones, God forbid, at people. Throwing stones. I don't think there's any post equal say you should get out there and throw stones at people. I don't believe that for a second. And a lot of these people are not asking shilas. They may look from a superficial appearance as though the kind of people who would be asking shilas, but they're not. Well, no, they've got knowledge as well. That's the problem. You know, they're asking Shaila. They're not asking Shaila. But I can look it up and check it out. And I'll go all around Meir Sha'arim and, you know, survey people. But I would be very surprised if none of the people who are out there with placards screaming Shabbos, Shabbos, have none of them have asked Shaila whether this is appropriate. Very surprised. Because there's a good stat to say that some of the people, from a certain perspective, driving on Shabbos are Rishayim, and there's a mitzvah to give them, and Mezidim, and there's a mitzvah to give them Tzachach. Now, I'm not saying that's how most poskim paskin. I'm not sure how the poskim here would paskin. I think they would say that these people are shogigim, and the way you deal with it is like the guy with the pool. Yeah. That's the way you deal with it. I think that's very much the mainstream stack. And that's the one that appeals to us, because we're all terribly broad-minded and modern and secular, right? but I don't believe that you should turn around and say that the whole world of sack is warm, cuddly, and, you know, friendly in that sense, that there are people who will say, no, these people are a shame. Halitene l'Rosh V'Yamos, they know better. They're driving through Rechav Bar. These days it's calmed down a lot. The Rechav Bar Ilan, towards Meir Sha'arim there, in Ezra's Torah, used to be battleground. There used to be secular people driving up and down there, Dafka, you know, up and down there, and there used to be other people screaming and shouting with placards and all that kind of... thank God it's died down a lot now. But, you know, is it so posh that every one of these people driving up the road is a Tinuk? Oh, Tinuk Shanish, but
Tinuk Shanish. Did you
have a chance then? So you should be the poster there. Have a look. Number 15. Nashim. Ladies is Nashim. You're gentlemen. Gentlemen. Nashim she'oichlois v'shoises adach ha'sheicha. This is in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Women who eat and drink right to the bone. Right to the wire. Okay? On Erev Yom Kippur. V'hein einam yoidus. And they just don't know. She'mitzvah lohoisim v'chol ala kodesh. That they have a mitzvah to add from chol to kodesh. They have to keep Yom Kippur. Eim ha'machim v'yadam. We don't rebuke them. Even though it's Doraisa. We don't rebuke them. Because they're better off not knowing, doing it b'shogeg, and we don't give tochacha. This is the classic siman in Shulchan Aruch, Stephen Shulchan Aruch, that deals with tochacha. We don't give tochacha, even though it's a doraisa, like we saw in the Gemara, because they'll only do it b'mezid. They won't stop doing it. Comes along the Ramah and says, v'hu adin b'chol davar issa amrina. In any issa we say, mutashu shogim v'yom mezidim. Meaning, whenever anyone's doing an Avera as a shogeg, means they don't really understand what the Avera is, and that becomes part of the question, Andrew, as to who do you say a shogeg is? You know, how far do you go when you say these people are shogegim? Ah, but they know what frum people do, they know not to drive on Shabbos, their uncle's frum, and he doesn't ride, he's other. Or do you say, well, they don't really know, I mean, no one knows, they've not sat and learned for years, and they don't understand and practice. Where do you become amazed? But as long as you're still a shogeg, don't give to a chacha. V'dafka she'enu mefurish b'torah, but that's only for mitzvahs which are not clear in the Torah. Meaning, don't eat pork. Ah, but I didn't know you shouldn't eat pork. So the Ramah says, everybody knows you shouldn't eat pork. It's mefurish in the Torah, therefore everyone's ke'ilu amazed. Then it's an interesting question. You know, will people still say this today in this sense? I mean, even though it says in the Torah, you can't wear wool and linen together, mefurish. So Tosefes Yom Kippurim is not mefurish in the Torah, it's learned through a drasha, the Erev Ad Erev. If you just read the Bible, you wouldn't know that. If you read the Bible, you would know not to wear wool and linen, and yet 99% of non-religious people out there don't have a clue about that either. So, do you turn around and still say this? That's an interesting question. V'danka she'enu mefurish b'Torah, afal pi shehu doraisa. Aval im mefurish b'Torah, if it's clear in the Torah, mochim b'yadah, you'd have to give to a chacha still. Because they should know that. V'im yodeh she'enu dvarav nishmain, but if you know they won't listen, he says, lo yama barabim lohoichicham. You don't go public and say something when you think the public won't listen. Rak pa machas, just once, you have to say it, because then you know they're not listening. But with a yachid, he says, you have to give them tochacha until they hit you or curse you. So you see what the Ramah said, a very interesting distinction. He said that the mitzvah to go on and on and on and on and on until they get to the point where they're exploding at you is only to a yachid. But to the rabbin, to the public, if you're in a position to give tochacha to the public, it's a once thing and then that's it. And if they're not listening, they're not listening. And that's only if they're b'mezid. Or it's something that's mefurish b'Torah. But if they're b'shogeg, you don't get tochacha. Better they should be b'shogeg. And if they're the public and they're listening, do it once, etc., etc. Okay? So they're all trying to draw this distinction between the two. Just let me show you this last Mishnah Berurah. Actually, Bir Halachi, number 16. And we'll draw it to an end. He says, Da, he says. De mistabra de masha pasakar amad, de badava mefurish b'Torah, chayv limchayis, daf kishuba akrai. when he says that something which is mafurish in the Torah, you have to give tochacha, that is only if there's an occasional infraction. Aval elu ha-parke'ol, people who are parke'ol, what's parke'ol? They've thrown off the yoke of Torah, they've rejected the Jewish people, they've rejected the Torah, legamre, totally, to go in mechalel Shabbos b'far hesia, like a public Shabbos breaker. And again, these definitions become difficult today. It used to be that if you're a public Shabbos breaker, you've basically handed back your passport for the Jewish people. I don't want to be part of your community, I'm publicly breaking Shabbos. That today, again, is not the case. People break Shabbos all the time and have no clue. They're very proud, sincere members of the Jewish community. They don't really have a clue about Shabbos. So, a Mechal Shabbos Varhetzi is no longer quite the same as it used to be. People bring down that if they would... Yeah, if they break Shabbos in front of your face, maybe today, maybe that's bad. Well, it is bad, but maybe that's what we're talking about. But if they'd be respectful for you, maybe it's not the same. They break Shabbos, they go for a cigarette on the balcony, you know? Okay, maybe these are all definitions which you have to fit to today. Or Oichel Nevelis, or they eat treif lahachis. What's lahachis? Dafka is the right. The best English word to translate lahachis is dafka. Okay, meaning there's a piece of pork which tastes horrible, and there's a piece of chicken which tastes delicious. Don't eat the pork. Okay, there are people in the world like that. Most of them are Jewish, it seems to me. Okay, yeah, fine. Kfar, most reform rabbis are not like that at all, actually, in my experience. But okay, kfar yatzu michlal amisecha, they're no longer part of the amisecha. Again, remember, beinam lechaveru is qualified by these definitions. Once they're not amisecha, then that's the end of that. You don't have to give them tochacha. Again, it's a batan of Rabbi Liao, okay. Someone who you still have a love relationship with, shehu imcha b'Torah, who's with you b'Torah or mitzvot, atachayv lahoychicha. Oso, aval l'rosha, but someone who's a real rosha. We saw this in the chinuch, shehu soynacha, who just hates you and it's all finished. Ein atachayv lahoychich oso. So again, he makes the same point as the chinuch in that way. Okay. Again, similar to the last box, who do you give, how are you chayv to give tochacha to? Dafke ish etachiv. A person to their brother. Sheliboy gaspoy, that you have, what's liboy gaspoy?
Arrogant.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really mean that here. A close relationship. Liboy gaspoy means that you're easy going with the guy. Okay? Aval im haya ish acher she im yuchicheno yisaeno. If you know this guy is not, you have no connection, if you give him tochacha, they'll just hate you back. The yin come in many, and they'll even want to take revenge on you. So you see, there's a whole group of people that you. What have we established from here? Who you're not meant to give tochacha to someone who's just off the scales of Russia, okay, and they're not. It's not going to have any effect whatsoever. To someone who is you're not close enough to, so you know it's not going to be effective. Again, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is paskening the effectiveness din in tochacha rather than just the machor din in tochacha. Otherwise, you say halitain el rosh v'yamos, and it doesn't say that. Someone who is a shogeg, you don't give tochacha to. Someone in public, after the first time, wouldn't give tochacha to. So you can build up a list, if you like, of the categories of people where there is no tochacha. But there still seems to be, according to some, a mitzvah tochacha. Still on the books. It's still there. And as I said, in a relationship with a child, where you have a responsibility to direct them, in a relationship with a close friend, where you have a responsibility to help them, and even though they don't like you now and they get upset, they'll thank you. Look, husband-wife relationships. Husband-wife are the closest friends, hopefully, that you have. When you give them tochacha, they hate it. Who likes to be told that they're not doing something right? And the usual first reaction is, get lost, who are you to say that to me? You're just as bad as me, okay? But at the end of the day, tell me it's not like that, okay? But at the end of the day, if you have a relationship with this person, you come back a few hours or a day later and says, you know something? I thought about that, and I think actually it's probably correct what you said when you've calmed down. So there, you're having a real positive effect on the person. A Rebbe and a Talmud. A Rebbe has a relationship with a Talmud. They have an obligation to be madrich them. You can't just let people drift off in their own way. There's a way to do it. There's a way not to do it. You do it in a jokey way. You do it in a soft way. But there's a way to do it. Is it a guy or a girl? You give different kinds of directions to the girls, to the boys. How old are they? You know, I work mostly with 18-year-old girls. They have a certain like world view. There's a certain way to do things and a certain way not to do them. You work it out by trial or error. 18-year-old guys, you're basically dealing with 14-year-olds. So you have a different kind of way of doing things. It's like, you know, being in high school. You're already dealing with older, more mature people. You can have a proper conversation with them. It takes, you have to be a pikeach. But I think there definitely is still a mitzvah tochacha. If you know what you're doing to certain people, you just have to do it right. And there are certain people that it doesn't work for at all. Clearly. And you don't have a mitzvah to do it. Shogigim, etc., etc., Rasham, Gemurim. And again, it's all really holding in this Shulchan Aruch here and the Meforshim on this Shulchan Aruch as to what the halacha is. So I hope that's given you a little bit of outline as to how it works. This is one of the hard mitzvahs, Ben Aruch Havera. You know? Hachnasas Orchim is nice and simple. Go the cholam and a smile, you're done. Okay? And it's lovely. Tochacha is when it gets real. Yeah.
So we want to hold like the smile.
You want to hold like that? You're going to be out there on Shabbos with your placard, yeah?
What's the situation with the people that gave the challenge?
Right.
The challenge to cook the pool.
Right. They're not spasming like the smag.
They're not like the smag.
No.
So who are they professing? Because it sounds like to me
like the Rambam. They're saying the benachat in a nice way, in a soft way, in a way that's going to get through to people. They're going to walk out of this saying, "Oh, aren't those four people nice? Like, what is this Shabbat? What is that thing that they're doing in there? Yeah, maybe the challenge is even better in there. I don't know what people are thinking." Sometimes you can say something to somebody and it plants a seed, and 20 years later it comes out in a certain way. You never know. You just never know. But that's the way that he wanted to, the Mashkiach was telling them, that's the way I wanted to do Tochacha. Which is interesting. He could have closed down the pool. Yeah.
As far as like the street screamers.
Yeah, the street screamers.
We're saying mitzvah.
The street screamers.
We're saying it's a, what lush are you using? We sometimes it was mitzvah, sometimes it was chiyuv. Meaning they're chayuv to do, meaning it's a chiyuv.
Well, if you hold that that's the mitzvah of Tochacha, it's a chiyuv. The mitzvah chiyuv, one says the mitzvah, one says the chiyuv, is the idea of not to give tochacha when it won't be heard. So we say, some say it's a mitzvah not to speak, some say it's a chiyuv not to speak, but the idea of giving tochacha is a chiyuv. The question is it there to help him and be effective, or is it there to make a statement to the public?
I mean, why can't you just say, like, I've got a chiyuv to learn Torah also, so instead of saying...
No, and what, so?
Stop standing in the street and go learn Torah. Meaning, like, you,
they are, no, kids. but that doesn't work in Hilchas Talmud Torah. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, if there's a mitzvah, she'yeshah yidei acherim, then no one else can really do the same way, and it's a mitzvah that presents itself now, the halacha is you shut the Gemara's and you go and do the mitzvah. You're never going to do a Maaseh Chesed in your life because you're learning Gemara all the time.
I'm saying, so go do it. Go do Maaseh Chesed. Go do anything. I'm saying that I don't understand that Sadat says, stand out there on Shabbos and scream. I don't understand at all.
I understand because you and I both think it's counterproductive.
Extremely counterproductive.
Okay, but that's because your focus, understandably, and personally I agree with you, is on the people that you're trying to behave differently. But if you come to the conclusion that these people are never going to behave differently, at that point the question is whether you keep them or whether you do the screen, the Shabbat screening.
I'm not buying.
You think everybody has the potential to change? And I agree with you. I hope.
No, I'm not buying that they're doing it l'shem shemayim. I
think it's a mixture, like everybody. There'll be some of them who are just mentally ill. There'll be some of them who are doing it lo l'shem shemayim, but there's some of them who are very sincerely saying that it's important that they know for it's not just Shabbos for me, it's Shabbos for them too. It's their Shabbos too. In other words, a lot of secular Israelis, most secular Israelis are completely, either neutral or positive towards religious things. It's important to understand that. Sometimes in the frum world, we paint this picture that, like, everyone's out to get us. That's our narrative, okay? Mm-hmm. Everyone hates us. Mm-hmm. The truth is, that's not true. Not everybody hates us in the non-Jewish world, and certainly not in the Jewish world. There are enormous numbers of secular people who are secular for many different reasons in this country, and you can quite understand why they are. The generations of people have long memories. Their great grandfather was drafted into the Russian army because some frum person got their name on the list instead of his son's name on the list. All these things run really, really deep. When people have things about the Israeli army, it's discussions or demonstrations. It's not just about 2014 and the Israeli army. It's 150 years of bad feeling in different ways. But most people are fairly neutral. I'll tell you an interesting story. I know someone who ran, Arachim? Arachim is an outreach movement to the Israeli secular public. And he said that he ran a conference. At the end of the conference, you had a sign-up sheet. But if you've been to the conference, you're interested in learning more about Torah, sign your name and address, and we'll send a rabbi or someone around, and he'll talk to you about what you might want to get involved in. So someone signed their name down. They sent a junior guy over after the conference. He knocks on the door. Hello, I'm from Arachim. Would you like to learn a little bit about Torah mitzvahs? They says, yes, it's nice, very nice, thank you. Come in, sit down, and they discuss. And they got really into it. The family got into it, and they started going to shul a bit more. And they were really involved. By the next year, this family was really very excited. So the next year, at the next conference, so the family from the year before who signed their name, wrote to the conference organizers, this is disgusting. You're running a conference and you said you'd follow up with us and no one ever called and no one ever came. What kind of a mess is this? So he looked and he checked and he says, I don't understand. Like, we sent you a person. We sent you your we thought you were involved in the community. They checked it out. The guy had gone to the wrong address by mistake. He picked a random house in the middle of a random place. He knocked on the door and says, I'm from Arachim, and are you interested in learning more about Torah mitzvahs? Oh, yes, that's very interesting. Please come and sit down. Yeah, true story. He said, then, why do I bother spending thousands on this silly conference? I'll just send Shluchim out to the world, and they'll knock on doors. You know? So there's a lot of people with a lot of positivity out there. They're not all out to hate us. But at the end of the day, you know, there comes a point... People think that people don't realize that the Torah relates to them. You know, you ask people, do you keep Shabbat? Ken ani shomer Shabbat. Lo Shabbat kamo achidim, charidim. Lo Shabbat shelahem. Shabbat shelanu. Shabbat shel Noah, kniot kol Noah. Yeah.
That's the thing
that's called. Yeah, shopping. You know what do normal people do on a Sunday? Normal people. They rest. They relax. They go shopping. They go out for lunch. No, on Sunday they go to work. On Shabbos they do that. They go to cinema. They go shopping. I mean, what do people want to do on the day off? So they watch the game. They don't do what the Haredim in Yerushalayim do, because that's not Shabbat. They keep Shabbat. It's on the calendar. Every 7 days it says Shabbat. Tell them they don't keep Shabbat. So these people who are screaming are telling them, no, this is not our Shabbat. This is your Shabbat too. Now you're going to tell me it's counterproductive. Okay, say that. I agree that. I don't believe, or that maybe I'm wrong, that anyone started keeping Shabbat because someone screamed at them in the street. But maybe that's not the point.
Maybe that's not the point.
I'm more with the challenge at the pool crowd personally.
I joke around every time someone says it. It's no one's ever driven by the guy screaming at him and being like, you know what? That guy's got a good point. No one's ever done that.
Right.
It's got a 0% success rate.
You know something? I don't have my hands on the statistics. But my Libby only, my mind tells me that it won't work very well, not to most people.
In fact, it probably just makes, it makes more people drive up and down the Dafka.
Yeah, it could well.
They're doing it for themselves. They're hearing the off the derech kids that if you start driving, this is what you'll get.
I don't know.